This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Spending a long time in a hospital bed is more than just a physical challenge. The mental side, the combination of fear, boredom, and isolation, can take its toll. This is especially hard when it comes to pregnancy. In 2024, more than 7,000 babies were born preterm in Missouri before 37 weeks. For some of those future moms, following a doctor's orders meant packing up their lives and moving into a hospital room for observation. But in St. Louis, a rare program at Barnes Jewish Hospital is using art to help those future moms. That program was the focus of a story published last week in the Missouri Independent. The article explored the connection between medicine and mental health in BJC's antepartum arts program, which is the only one of its kind in the Midwest. And here to talk with us about that is Emily Pano Brenneman, coordinator of the Arts and Healthcare Program at Barnes Jewish Hospital. Welcome.
Welcome.
We also have the founder of that program, Sarah Colby. Sarah, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
So, Emily, I'd like to start with you. Help us to understand what antepartum means. You know, what is distinct about the hospital experience for these mothers who are spending so much time having their pregnancies monitored?
For the antepartum unit in the hospital, these are where mothers with risk factors that require observation and sometimes even known factors that will bring them to labor early come and have to spend sometimes weeks, sometimes months being observed and often being treated for their pregnancies. And so they stay in the hospital with us on this unit for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mentioned in the story, the Missouri Independent, there's a quote from Joanna Rosenthal. And Joanna is a coordinator with the Perinatal Behavioral Health Service at Barnes Jewish. And Rosenthal said that, quote, pregnancy itself is a risk factor for depression and anxiety, and that, quote, hospitalizations exacerbate some of those vulnerabilities, like social isolation, separation from support. So, Emily, it sounds like what Joanna Rosenthal is saying there is that the mental health effects of merely being in a hospital can make difficulties associated with pregnancy all that much harder. Is that what you see with the patients in the Barnes Art Program?
Absolutely. When these mothers come to the hospital, it's usually unexpected. They're not planning their pregnancy this way. And not only are they isolated, often they're far from their families. Sometimes they have children that they don't get to see very often. And along with that, you know, the mental effects of pregnancy, most women go through like what we call the nesting phase. And it's hard to do that in the hospital. And the art program that we do, it kind of helps them with that process. And that helps their mental health as well.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, is that also what you've seen?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Tell us more about what your observations have been.
The antepartum art time blossomed when the arts and healthcare program kind of took root at Barnes Jewish Hospital. And one of our chaplains, who knew that she could use the services for the art program for her patients, decided that she wanted to do a support group, particularly for our antepartum moms who were in such, you know, they felt pretty good. You know, they were not, you know, under a lot of medical care, but they were just feeling isolated, as Emily said, and really anxious about being in the hospital. And so Ellen Hyatt, our chaplain, said, why don't I do a support group and you bring a craft project every week? And she said, I'd like to do that and just try it out. And after the first time, I can't recall what the project was. It might have been painting onesies or, you know, painting a frame. Immediately, Ellen said, let's just do craft time instead of having a support group officially, and I'll just hang out with you guys. And it just immediately created a community with the moms.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of interactions do the moms have with each other during this time, Emily?
This is a wonderful time when they get out of their room and, you know, they come in and they kind of commiserate slash, you know, give each other support and advice even. And a lot of times they then bond week after week because these people are here. And so as new people come, they get welcomed and introduced. And then as people deliver, they, you know, leave the group. But there's always kind of this core going on that allows them to lean on each other. We even have it where, you know, sometimes we are knitting a hat and somebody didn't finish it. And so they'll go to another room with somebody in the art time and, you know, finish together. So it helps them bond.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, I understand that it was 5 years after you started this sort of umbrella of the arts and healthcare program at Barnes Jewish, that was when the specific program for antepartum patients started. Is that gap kind of a reflection of sometimes the way women's health is not looked at until after other people's health has been taken care of?
No, I think that the way the program evolved was quite organically. I think it's a one-person shop, just to be clear. Mm-hmm. So Emily is one person who delivers services at the hospital, and as was I. I think that part of it is just knowing where you're going to have some traction with a program where you can meet. Physical space sometimes is a difficulty to find a space where you could set up a studio in a hospital. That's one of the odder things, I think, that people have realized, that art takes space. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's a reflection so much on that, because we were very present in other places, that gynecological oncology, as well as antepartum.
Mm-hmm. Emily, I understand that you're fairly new in this role as Sarah's successor, but you spent a lot of time working together. Talk with us a bit about what you picked up from her along the way.
I love working with Sarah. And I started at Barnes as a nurse and became a nurse manager. And when I got to utilize Sarah for not only patients, but my staff and retention reasons, and she would bring in things to my infusion center for people to do. We just kind of created that bond. And we knew a few of the same people from my previous career as an interior designer. And so what happened as Sarah decided to retire, this opportunity came up that would let me integrate both my, you know, medical background and my design background and manage something, which is what I really love to do. And I'm lucky enough to have Sarah even volunteer for my program now, so she still mentors me, and that's been wonderful.
Mm-hmm. We're talking today about a program at Barnes Jewish Hospital that's supporting antepartum patients, expectant moms whose pregnancies require monitoring for preterm births and other complications. And they're doing so with a program that combines arts and healthcare. Our guests today are Emily Payne O'Brenneman, the program's coordinator, and with the relatively recently retired and founder, but also a volunteer still with that program, Sarah Colby. Now, last month, the Missouri Independent's health reporter, Anna Sperry, visited Barnes Jewish Hospital and saw this program firsthand. And Emily, you were a big part of that story. The day that Anna visited, you were helping two patients make their own craft. They were sock monkeys.
Yes.
So I don't know how sock monkeys and design and all of that comes together. Is there a specific reason that you chose that?
The crafts that we do, we aim for pregnant mothers. So they usually are something that they can do for their child or for, you know, another family member. So sock monkeys is very popular, but it is also one of the most labor-intensive ones. And so Sarah was backing me up that day.
Oh, yes.
So we were both there with Anna, which was lovely. And she got to see us work with these patients. And we also, because it's open to, you know, the families and the children, more people than just the pregnant moms come in, because if their husbands are with them, or, you know, sometimes we have little kids with them and we let them, you know, play with the stuff too. That's kind of the experience that Anna got to see, and it's lovely. But we do things like painting onesies, decorating boxes for sonogram pictures, mm-hmm. knitting baby hats. They tend to be focused on that kind of nesting tendency that they're missing by being in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really important.
And labor intensive, no pun intended, but is that actually one of the things that has made this program so effective is that it really does require a certain level of attention to detail.
Absolutely. And the moms will say things like, well, where else am I going to be? What else have I got to do? And so you often find the moms who attend our art time every Thursday, 2 to 4, come hell or high water, they really look forward to something that they can take back to their room that, you know, will be this kind of positive residue of an experience that was not so thrilling.
And to be very clear, this is not art therapy that you are offering, but how is it that the crafts that you have used over time, how do they help people cope with mental health stresses?
Just making something is an incredibly expressive and beautiful and positive thing. And so time and time again, the moms will hold on to these pieces that they've made, and sometimes, you know, make quilts from the baby onesies that they've made, you know, in years to come. And I was just telling Emily, I subbed for her the other day, and a woman who's teaching nursing at St. Louis Community College said, do you remember me? I was an Annie Partum 10 years ago, and I made a bag with an owl on it, and she had the photograph of the bag in her phone 10 years later.
How does that make you feel?
It tickles me to see that it has that, it resonates, because I always have believed over the time that I was there, it's sometimes those smallest gestures. And part of it really isn't the thing. Part of it is really being present with people and holding that space open for them while they're in a very, very difficult circumstance across the board, not just Annie Partum.
Right.
And if I can add, you know, the art therapy, the difference between art therapy and what we do is this is a therapeutic experience, art in general. Art therapists have training in therapies, and that is not what I am bringing to the table. Mm-hmm. I am bringing an experience in the hospital that lets you escape and be creative and kind of get in touch with yourself in that difficult time.
The situations that these antepartum patients are facing, how can you tell that this program is giving them something they need?
We even have mothers, after they have given birth, come back while their babies are in the NICU and do stuff. And they talk about how this escape was so important to them and this bonding and the relationships that they even make are so important, because these mothers see each other in the NICU too, you know, because a lot of these babies are born early, so they're here for a little while. And so it gives them a community in the hospital, and they talk about it, and they, you know, reflect on that, and they do reach out and say how appreciative they are. And this, you know, is important throughout the hospital that people have this experience. The beauty of antepartum is we know you're set here, and you're pretty otherwise healthy, so you're able to do more stuff. But this experience, we take these experiences throughout the hospital into all the different medical diagnoses. So, but antepartum has that special place because they get to bond with each other, and it's really important.
Yeah. I also understand that some of these patients in St. Louis at BJC, and this was also in the Missouri Independent article, that there are some folks who are quite far from home. So how do you support patients whom you know are also geographically quite isolated or distant from their normal support systems?
Because we are a top U.S. World News and Report healthcare maternity ward, and we are connected to the best NICU, our highest level NICU, at Children's Hospital, we see people from all over Illinois, Missouri, and farther. But sometimes these patients, like you said, they're far away and they're lonely. But, you know, so I've been known, they'll tell me, my little kid is visiting me this weekend, and I will put together a craft and experience for them to do with their child when they're visiting. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just they see me on Thursday. They see me throughout the week because I round on them. And when they have interest, we bring more because it's, you know, they're not just stuck here 2 to 4. They're stuck here forever. So, you know, a lot of that is creating family experiences and doing stuff to bring to them for when their people, when their friends and family are visiting. Mm-hmm. So we reach out that way.
It sounds almost like a swaddle for the family.
Can I just say one quick thing, too?
Of course.
We also have an incredible supportive staff that keep those moms in a kind of cocoon of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, understand that this program is not common. You know, when we were talking about this conversation, we said it's one of a kind in the Midwest. And Emily, you recently attended a national conference where St. Louis's program was a topic of great interest. What was that like? What kinds of questions did you get?
When you're sitting there and you're networking and everybody's like, what do you do? And I told them and they're like, how do I get that at my hospital? The conference has art and healthcare interact in a lot of ways, and sometimes it's just the community aspect of art in the hospital. But bringing it to the patient, funding came down to be one of the things that they asked the most about because getting this into hospitals is tricky. And we are so blessed that the Barnes Jewish Hospital, the foundation for Barnes Jewish Hospital, funds this program through a grant and has for its entire existence for 18 years. Mm-hmm. And that is from donors in the community giving to that foundation. And they do research and they do, you know, all kinds of things. But this, they've deemed arts and healthcare important enough. And getting other hospitals to deem it important enough means that they have to place value on that experience. And I think we're proving that it has such a good outcome for patients that I think the future will include more hospitals doing this.
Mm-hmm. And in about 30 seconds, Sarah, why is an arts and healthcare program like BJC's still so rare?
I think that the antepartum program might be rare, but I think that there is a kind of group of people for many years who have made sure that the arts are integrated into hospital life. But as Emily said, the support from the Foundation for Barnes Jewish Hospital has kept this program front and center with our staff, and they embrace it fully. Mm-hmm. So hopefully there will be, you know, more like it.
Yeah. Sarah Colby founded the Arts and Healthcare Program, which began at BJC 2 decades ago and has provided support for hospitalized antepartum patients at Barnes Jewish for 15 years. And Emily Paino Brenneman is the current coordinator of the Arts and Healthcare Program at BJC. Thank you, Sarah and Emily, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.